Josh Mills excited about outdoor legislation. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
We finally got headway into the components of the Great American Outdoors Act. It has passed both houses in government due to the president's desk, which he said he will sign into order. The Land Water Conservation Fund was established in the early 60s to take offshore oil and gas lease money, so non-tax money, and redistribute it for states and for governments to basically acquire easements, find more access points, and to guarantee that public land will be maintained and enhanced. There's not a county in the country that hasn't benefited from land and water conservation fund dollars. So part of the Great American Outdoors Act was dedicated and funding that will go in perpetuity for $900+ million every year. Secondarily, there is a terrible issue with deferred maintenance and national and state parks. Part of the funding there will also take $10+ billion and clear up a lot of the national park deferred maintenance backlog. If you've been to a national park recently or a state park, you've seen a lot of stuff that really needs to be fixed. Bathrooms, cabins, trails, roads, everything's been put off because it's been defunded for so long. But now, with the Great American Outdoors Act soon to be written into law, that will clear up and make our shining examples of great parcels of American public land make it look a lot better.
Idaho Congressman Mike Simpson was one of the main guys. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.